Welcome back to Clearing the Clouds, the podcast where we help you shake off the mental fog, settle your thoughts, and find clarity in your day. Hello, my friends. It's Lance Labno here, your guide on this journey through the maze of your mind. I'm thrilled to have you back for episode 3 of The Art of Keeping It Together. Whether you've been following along since the first episode, or you're just tuning in for the first time, I'm glad you're here. Today, we're diving into some powerful, practical tools to help you declutter your mind. We'll be drawing from two fascinating frameworks, spiral dynamics and integral theory, but don't worry, I promise to keep it relatable and fun. Let's be honest, have you ever found yourself awake at 3 a.m., rethinking that one awkward thing you said in a meeting months ago? Or maybe you're drowning in a sea of to-dos, feeling like your brain is a jumbled mess of post-it notes. Well, you're not alone. Our minds are like junk drawers. They collect everything from worries and old memories to random bits of stress. Today, we're going to learn how to empty that drawer and find a little more space for clarity. By the end of this episode, you'll have a couple of powerful exercises in your toolkit. A guided meditation to help you separate yourself from unhelpful thoughts, and a journaling prompt that acts like a mental detox. Plus, we'll throw in a few extra tips to keep your mind feeling light and spacious all week long. You've already taken an important step towards mental clarity just by listening today. Remember, it's the small, consistent practices that add up over time. You're already on the path to a clearer mind and a calmer day. If you like what you hear, make sure to hit subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. That way, you'll never miss an episode, and your mental toolkit will keep growing, one tip at a time. Before we dive into today's exercises, here's a quick message from our sponsor. If their products were as effective at decluttering your mind as they are at organizing your home, we'd all be Zen masters by now. Thanks for sticking with me. Now that we've got our practical tools lined up, it's time to dive into why they work so well. We're unpacking two fascinating frameworks today. Spiral dynamics and integral theory. Trust me, these are game changers when it comes to understanding our mental clutter. Imagine spiral dynamics as a giant, color-coded mood ring for human thinking. It's like a psychological rainbow that shows how our values and worldviews evolve over time. The idea is simple. As we grow, our mindset shifts through different colors, each representing a new stage of consciousness. Let's take a stroll through this colorful journey together, shall we? Beige stage. This stage is pure survival mode. It's like when you wake up without coffee and you're just trying to make it to the kitchen. Think of caveman instincts, where the only goal is to meet your basic needs. Purple stage. Next up is purple, where it's all about tribal loyalty. This is that feeling when you're cheering for your favorite sports team like your life depends on it. It's all about belonging to a group, whether it's your family, your friends, or even your fandom. Red stage. Now, red is a power-driven stage. Think of a toddler in the middle of a tantrum, insisting on their way or the highway. It's them first mentality, where power and dominance rule the day. Blue stage. Blue values order and tradition, like that part of you that loves a good rule book and gets satisfaction from things being just so. This stage is where institutions, laws, and a sense of duty come into play. Orange stage. Here's where a lot of us hang out. Orange. It's all about achievement, success, and personal self-improvement. This is your inner entrepreneur, your goal setter, your go-getter. It's the rise and grind mindset. Green stage. Finally, we arrive at green, which is focused on empathy, connection, and community. It's when we start to care less about individual wins and more about the collective good. It's like shifting from I need to win to we need to grow together. Today, we're exploring the shift from orange's self-reliance to green's shared experiences. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. You start off small, just surviving the early levels, but as you gather experience points, you unlock new skills, like empathy and teamwork, that help you advance even further. In our daily grind, we often get stuck in the orange mindset, always aiming for productivity and success. But the real magic happens when we lean into a green perspective where we focus on community and shared healing. It's like stepping back from a solo sprint and joining a relay race. Together we can go farther. Now let's sprinkle in a bit of integral theory. If spiral dynamics is the mood ring, integral theory is the pizza. Just bear with me here. It's all about looking at the whole pie, not just your favorite slice. Ken Wilber's integral theory says that to fully understand any experience, we need to look at all the layers. The gooey cheese, internal thoughts and emotions. This is your inner experience, your hopes, fears, and that ongoing debate you have in your head about whether or not to hit snooze one more time. The crunchy crust, external behaviors. This is what others can see. How you act, the habits you form, and whether you actually get out of bed after hitting snooze. The toppings, cultural values. These are the shared beliefs that flavor our lives. Whether it's your family traditions, your office culture, or the vibe of your friend group, these toppings influence our collective behavior. The box, social systems, and finally, the box represents the broader systems we live in. Our schools, governments, and societal norms that shape how we operate day to day. Think of it like building a Lego castle. You need all the different pieces, the big blocks, the tiny connectors, and even the instructions. Without every part, you can't see the whole picture. The AQUAL model of integral theory, standing for all quadrants, all levels, looks at both your internal experiences, how you feel, and external actions, what you do, plus the cultural context, what you believe, and social structures, the systems you're part of. By addressing all these perspectives, we get a comprehensive approach to mental decluttering. It's like organizing your whole house instead of just shoving everything into one closet. Now that we've got a better understanding of our frameworks, let's put them into practice with a guided meditation designed to help you step back from your thoughts and create some mental space. Close your eyes if you're in a safe place to do so. Take a deep breath in and exhale slowly. Picture yourself by a calm river, the sun gently warming your face. Each thought that crosses your mind is like a leaf floating down the river. You don't need to grab the leaves, just watch them drift by, one by one. Notice how this creates a space between you and your thoughts, like a peaceful pause in a busy day. Your thoughts are like bubbles floating into the sky. Let them drift away without trying to pop them. Just watch as they get smaller and smaller until they disappear. This practice is all about creating cognitive distance, a key concept in mindfulness. By observing your thoughts as if they're separate from you, you can reduce their emotional impact and gain clarity. Take another deep breath in. Feel the space you've just created in your mind, like a freshly cleaned room, free of clutter. Notice the lightness and the calm that comes from simply watching your thoughts float by. I used to feel like my mind was a chaotic circus, thoughts swinging from trapezes, clowns honking horns, the whole nine yards. It was overwhelming. But when I started practicing this meditation, it was like stepping out of the audience and watching the show from the back row. The noise didn't disappear, but it became distant, manageable. It's a small shift that made a big difference. Now that we've taken a mental step back, let's switch gears with a hands-on approach, the brain dump journal exercise. Picture your mind like a junk drawer, stuffed with random ideas, to-do lists, and worries. Set a timer for 5 minutes and just write it all down, without worrying about neatness. It's like pulling everything out of that drawer so you can see what's really in there. Imagine scribbling everything on a huge chalkboard, your thoughts, your worries, your ideas. Get it all out so you have space for something new. expressive writing has been shown in studies to reduce stress, boost mood, and increase focus. It's a way of clearing mental space so you can see your thoughts for what they are: temporary, manageable, and far less intimidating once they're out in the open. If you're enjoying this episode and finding these exercises helpful, go ahead and hit download so you can revisit them anytime you need a mental refresh. And if you're finding value in these tools, consider sharing the episode with a friend who might need a little mental decluttering too. All right, let's chat about something we take for granted: lifting our arms above our heads. Sounds easy, right? Well, it won't be in a few decades if you're skipping shoulder workouts today. Mindful Mover keeps you limber. Resilience rituals build strength. 6-minute reset fits it into your day, and clearing the clouds sharpens your focus. Let's make sure you're lifting that carry-on suitcase solo. Not calling for aisle assistance, and guiding you every step of the way is Dr. Lance Labneau, a doctor of physical therapy who knows how to help you understand your body and make real changes in how you feel. So whether you've got 5 minutes or half an hour, there's something here to help you move better, feel better, and live well. Ready to keep reaching higher? Subscribe to our Mindful Mover podcast to the Resilience Flow Network on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And let's make tomorrow stronger, starting today. All right, now that we've cleared away some of the mental cobwebs, let's keep this clarity train rolling with some simple daily habits you can start implementing right away for a smoother, lighter mind. 4-7-8 breathing technique. Here's a quick trick. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 7, and exhale for 8. It's like giving your nervous system a big calming hug. Breathe in like you're smelling cookies, hold it like you're waiting to taste them, and breathe out like you're blowing on hot cocoa. This method engages your parasympathetic nervous system, helping to calm your mind and body. Take 2 minutes every morning to ask yourself, what's the biggest thought on my mind right now? It's like taking a mental selfie before your day gets busy. Try one of these exercises every day this week. Share your experience with hashtag #BehindTheClouds, and let's see how much mental clutter we can clear together. Wow, what a journey we've been on today. Let's take a moment to breathe it all in and go over the highlights one more time. We started off by introducing two powerful frameworks, spiral dynamics and integral theory, to help us understand not just the exercises we're practicing, but why they work so well for mental decluttering. We talked about moving from an orange mindset focused on individual success and self-improvement to a more green mindset where we emphasize shared empathy and collective well-being. It's not just about what you can do, but how we can grow together as a community. We then dove into the core content, starting with the idea of creating cognitive distance. This is where you learn to separate yourself from your thoughts instead of getting caught up in every little worry that pops up, like that embarrassing thing you said in high school that still makes you cringe. We visualized each thought as a leaf floating down a river, helping you realize that you don't have to grab onto every leaf. This guided meditation isn't just a mental exercise. It's a shift in how you relate to your own mind. You're becoming an observer, not a participant in every mental drama. Next, we got our hands dirty with the brain dump journal exercise. This isn't just about writing. It's like taking a big vacuum cleaner to the dusty corners of your mind and sucking up all that mental clutter. By setting a timer and writing down everything swirling in your head, you clear space for new, more productive thoughts. Remember, it's not about being poetic. It's about being honest. It's okay if your notes look like the scribbles of a mad scientist. The point is to get those thoughts out of your head and onto paper, where you can actually see them for what they are: temporary and manageable. We also talked about simple, practical techniques like the 4-7-8 breathing exercise. It's amazing how something as basic as controlling your breath can create a ripple effect, calming not just your body, but also your mind. Think of it as a quick mental reset button you can press anytime you're feeling overwhelmed. And it's so simple. You can do it while you're waiting for your coffee to brew, or even while stuck in traffic. Just don't close your eyes if you're driving. And lastly, we introduce the daily check-in habit. This is a simple practice where you take 2 minutes each morning to ask yourself, what's the biggest thought on my mind right now? It's like a mental inventory check, helping you identify any heavy thoughts that might be weighing you down before you even start your day. It's quick, easy, and incredibly effective for setting a clearer mental tone for the day ahead. All right, now that your mind is feeling a bit lighter, let's look ahead to next week's episode, because it's going to be a game changer. We're diving into a topic that everyone can relate to: stress pain versus true physical discomfort. Have you ever wondered why your shoulders ache after a long, stressful day, even if you haven't been lifting anything heavier than your phone? Or maybe you felt that weird tightness in your chest and thought, am I having a heart attack? Or did I just read too many emails today? Next week, we're going to unpack the science behind how stress affects your body. We'll break down the difference between soreness caused by stress, that tight neck or back, and actual pain that signals an injury. It's a crucial distinction, because if you misinterpret your body's signals, you might be treating the wrong problem. We'll look at how our bodies respond to emotional tension, like clenching your jaw or hunching your shoulders, and what that tells us about our mental state. It's not just about recognizing the pain, but understanding its root cause so you can address it effectively. Make sure to hit download on today's episode so you can revisit the guided meditation and journaling exercise anytime you need a mental reset. And don't forget to follow the show. You'll get next week's episode automatically, so you won't miss out on any of the new tips and tricks we're adding to your mental wellness toolkit. You've come a long way today, and I'm so proud of you for sticking with it. Remember, these practices might seem small, but they add up to big changes over time. You're already making a positive impact on your well-being just by trying these exercises. Keep showing up for yourself. Keep taking these small steps, and know that you're part of a community that's working towards the same goal. You've got this, and we've got your back. Together, we're clearing the clouds. And one last thing, leave a review on Podchaser. It's a great place to connect with others who are on this journey with you, share your experiences, and maybe even get a few laughs from the stories we all have about our mental clutter. Use hashtag #BehindTheClouds to share your progress, and you might just inspire someone else to take their first step towards a clearer mind.